One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right, Chris. Well, Tony is not back in his seat yet. He'll be back there in just one second.
So you want me to say hello?
No, it's okay.
All right, well, wait.
Did you get my text about Ketel Marte on Friday? Did you read that?
I thought, no. Wait, yes. I don't know. There was a lot of text this weekend.
There was a lot of text.
Hi, guys. I'm back.
Hey. The Ketel Marte text was about him being at a casino on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
And Tori Lavello said that he's on the IL. He did his work. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
Can I talk about this real quick?
Yes.
My perspective is that if you don't want to play for Tori Lavello, you are an idiot. Because Tori Lavello is doing everything in his power to protect Ketel Marte. And I really hope, he sees this. He sees what his manager is doing. He's having to be the one that stands up in front of the reporters, answer these questions. He has to also keep his clubhouse intact because you know these guys are like, yo, Ketel's in a freaking casino. We in here trying to save our playoff chances. He's our best player. Like, I'm all for, and Chris and I have talked about it. I am sensitive to this because it might be some mental health stuff, but both things can be true. There could be some mental health issues that potentially could be leading to this, you know, behavior. On the other hand, though, his teammates still have a right to feel the way they feel. I mean, they are
going to the talking stick casino during a game is not winning a lot of points with me. Even though I'm trying to stick up for him.
Me and you both. I just can't fathom
I can't either.
Making that decision to after I finished all my work with my knee that I needed to do. I'm gonna go to the casino now, where I know someone's gonna have a camera phone.
There's no way you're not gonna be seen, right?
This is not gonna look good, even if I'm in the right. Even if Tori Lavello says he is 100% true, I know how it's going to look. I also know that my teammates are gonna see this, and it may look a certain way to them too.
Yeah.
They are on the field busting their behind. By the way, some guys are hurt there in uniform.
That's the and other so, thing like, is that it was a home game.
Yeah, I've kind of lost it for Ketel, man. I gave him as much as I could, but that one lost me. And, you know.
He looked like he was chilling, too. he was, like, if, at least give me, like, the I'm trying to hide out. Like, I want to have, like, a a hat on or something. He was just like out in the open, like it was the off season.
I'm addicted to this gambling thing. I got to sneak in here and play some baccarat. But
it is so funny.
I don't know that the Diamondbacks can bring him back, but they say they're going to bring him back next week when he's off the
Francis
IL.
Romero,
so we'll see.
Thanks to Mime Jr. on the chat. Ketel Marte is tentatively expected to be activated next Tuesday. The infielder began his knee. Blah 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 blah.
Go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
The only thing that can save this. If Ketel Marte comes back and plays like an MVP, that is literally the only thing that would at least give it some space for his teammates to be like.
Yeah, but is there even
take
a point
big
where
gulp?
Isn't there a point where if you're Torrey Lovello almost where you almost think that they're doing more harm than good by even putting him in, just because of the rest of the attitude, or would the players be willing to say let's give him a shot?
I think you have to be realistic in terms of. Are you a better team without him than you are with him? And I don't know that they could, as much as it probably is the right thing to do, not let him play. If you are really serious about making the postseason, I don't know that you could say Ketel Marte is got to be off. You've already gone this far and defended him in the public's fear at this point. You might as well see it through at this point. Now, anything else pop off, even a little bit at this point? Maybe you cut your ties at that point.
I love Torrey Lovello. I think he does a really good job of handling players. He's putting himself and his reputation at risk at this point. Like,
I think everybody sees what he's trying to do. Tony's on it.
Yeah.
I think people are smart enough to see that he's trying to protect his player.
But
that's what a good manager does.
At what point do you not? At what point do you stop protecting?
Who are you?
Someone?
The players? Who is that?
Torrey Lovello.
Torrey. Torrey's going to do what he thinks is best for his team. I think that's the first and foremost why he's doing that. I think he does genuinely care about Ketel. He's had him for however long Ketel has been a Diamondback, however long Torrey Lovello's been a Diamondback, Ketel has been his guy. So I don't doubt that there is a true care and a relationship between the two. And I think that also plays a part in it. But I also think Torrey is smart enough to know I got 25 other dudes in here that I have to, pay attention to. He's not the only star over there, by the way. So, I'm reluctant a little bit because he could be going through something we don't know about. But it ain't a good look. I know that. And this is from somebody who was defending him just, 2 days ago?
Yeah, we tried. Tony and I did. And, we tried to give him the benefit of the doubt. But as you said, even if you're having some mental problems, you ought to be somebody around. You ought to be smart enough to say, let's just not go to the casino today. Probably not great.
I don't know. Sometimes you just can't reason with people.
All right. So is there anything as crazy as that is? Is there anything crazier than the news that came out of Cleveland today, guys?
I don't think so.
That Deshaun Watson has earned the starting job with the Cleveland Browns, who now officially, if they weren't already, have to be the dumbest, but certainly the most tone-deaf organization in sports history. They brought this guy in. They gave him $230 million guaranteed, even after he had been accused by more than two dozen women of what it was that he was, up to in those massage sessions. He served an 11-game there was no criminal charges ever filed against him, but enough.
He just got the last two cases dismissed. It was 30 cases in total.
Got down
he
to 28.
He just got rid of the last two. So, they've all been settled or dismissed.
So they've all been
point.
Given their money. Well, he's got plenty of money to give them to make them go away. He's already served an 11-game suspension, paid a $5 million fine, supposedly completed a treatment program. All of these things he had to do just to play for the Browns. And now he has actually played for the Browns some in 2023 and 2024. His record, 9-10. His QB rating, 33.1, would be last in the entire NFL if he had enough starts to qualify. So even when he's played for the Browns, he's been practically the worst quarterback in football. And now he's getting booed by his own fans. And then the other day, Tony, he criticized those fans for the audacity they had to boo him. And today, he's the guy. And the first thing he said today is, I want to apologize for ripping the fans.
Well, that's...
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Yes, at least he was. At least he was not tone deaf enough to realize that he better say something there.
This is serious. This is a serious question, and I want your opinion. Because I've kind of, I don't know how I should feel about it. In that little rant he gave yesterday, it seemed to take issue with the fact that when he tore his Achilles, he was. They were cheered. Does What are you guys looking at?
I'm giving the Sun Moon song has been sent down, but we'll get to that in just a second.
Okay,
thank you,
Mr.
Kramer.
I know where Tony's going with this. I know, but so we should finish this.
Yes, you should.
Yeah. So, I think I don't know. Obviously, let's put for a second the charges or the things that he's had to do from that standpoint. Is it all that out of the craziness for him to feel a way that when he tore his Achilles, however many people were in the building that day were cheering that he tore his Achilles? Like, as a human, I would think that would stick with you for a little bit. Now, that's not to say that they don't have a right to boo, because as you mentioned, his actual quarterback play there has been atrocious compared to the amount of money they spent to bring him in. But I think is there space to separate his feelings? Because he brought that up specifically, which means he obviously has been thinking about it since he tore it however many years ago. And I guess my question for you guys is it bad? Is it wrong for him to feel that way and express it for that specific play or thing that happened?
No, he had every right to be. I think maybe calling it disrespectful, he thinks,
wrong word.
He might think that the fans are going to take that the wrong way. If I was him, I might have just said, look, I thought it was, it was really difficult for me to swallow when I got hurt to be booed.
Okay, that's probably a better way to have said it. Yeah.
And just say period. But now you're going to call them disrespectful. Now they're going to come back and be mad at you and explain why they were disrespectful. The whole problem for Deshaun Watson is this whole thing is never going to go away. It's going to be a cloud over the Browns organization as long as he is there. And it's now been a cloud for 6 years, Scrape? When did they originally?
5 years.
Okay, so five years.
He's in his final year.
5 years of destroying an entire organization with a stupid decision that was made, and now you're going to triple down on it by making him the face of your franchise again? That just makes no sense.
Let me play devil's advocate for you. If I'm Todd Monken, I might see this, why he did this. I think if he starts your door and it doesn't go well, it's a hell of a lot harder to turn it over to Deshaun Watson at that point. I think it's way easier to let Deshaun go out as the starter, and if he goes the 9-8 or that type of quarterback, it's a lot easier to then take him out, insert Shador, right? I just think you're left as the head coach. I think you're left with only one option if you go with Shador to start with, because now you got to pivot if it doesn't go well to Deshaun Watson, which you already know how everybody else feels about him. So at least you throw him out there early. Hey, and listen, best case scenario, he's actually pretty good. And, eventually what we do know about fans, I don't care where they are and what state they're
true.
In.
No, you're right.
If they start to win ball games, they may not forget, but they'll be willing to cheer for a little bit.
Yeah,
at least.
Tyreek Hill had me on the edge of my seat for a while.
And guess what? If he sucks, boom, you can go right to the Sanders kid and be done with it.
And everybody will love you.
I understand.
I think you're onto something there, Tony. I think Todd Monken might be stupid like a fox here. No, seriously, like he's doing something. Everybody's criticizing him, but he may be sitting there going,
"This is
exactly
4D chess."
Well, I don't know if I'm going to go there.
I think he's playing 4D chess over here.
I said stupid like a fox. That's as much compliment as I'm going to give him.
That's as far as he's
going. That's as far as I'm going.
All right.
You guys, what? I'm pretty stunned by this maneuver by the Padres.
What, that Sun Myung Song? He's not even playing.
Official, but Sun Myung Song appears to be packing, according to Jeff
Sanders.
Yeah,
well, he's not even playing at all. I mean, what do we need him for? I hate to say.
Dustin Harris is in the clubhouse.
Oh, that I don't get. I don't know who Dustin
apparently
Harris is.
He had been tearing up the PCL, Harris.
I thought maybe they were bringing, it was time to get Samad Taylor back, and then they just go ahead and part with Sun Moon, but... Song is
I think this is a push. You know, I think Song wasn't getting any burn. It didn't look like he was going to get any anytime soon. A flyer on Harris, who's ripping it up. That's the thing. When Song was getting the opportunity, he wasn't really doing much offensively.
No,
he's great defensively, but that doesn't seem to be an issue for our team. We're playing defense. It's not
and
like
I hate
we,
to
we,
say the last image I have of Sun Myung Song was being put in the game
that
as
ball
a pinch
in the right field.
Well, that, but and right before that, he got put in for a pinch runner and got picked off before he even led off first base. So yeah, that didn't exactly go over too well either.
Those are the last two memories.
Yeah,
we have
I guess I don't song. Know why I'm so surprised. I think maybe because he has been playing a lot and it just seemed like he was going to be on the roster for the rest of the year.
He did a great job filling in defensively. There's no, you got to give him that. But, and I said this 1,000 times, and I'm not a hitting coach, but until somebody teaches that kid how to hit the ball on the ground, I don't think he's going anywhere. He hits the ball in the air way too often for somebody that doesn't have any power. He's got to put the ball on the ground and use his speed. And I hope they can use it working with him. Huh?
He's got to learn to hit the ball together. Everything he hits hard is to the pool side.
He does,
teams know it. And they just throw him away, and he gets those weak pop-ups because he's pool conscious.
Yeah, even if he hit a weak grounder to second base, though, he could at least maybe beat it out. He's got no chance to beat out a pop-up to short right field.
I saw our guy Clark Farenthold tweet out that Jace Bowen, when he went from second to home against the Mets, he was running at 30.2 feet per second. How crazy is who's
you
faster?
Don't even know what that means.
No, I do know what that means.
Either.
No,
he
I do
doesn't
know what that
know.
Means.
What does it mean?
Tell me in miles per hour. That's how everybody.
I look up on the board all the time, and they have their speed.
I understand that you can look at a board and it tells you 30 feet per second, but you can't equate that in like what does that mean?
It's 20.6 miles an hour.
All right, thank you.
That's how people can get to it, right? Oh, he's going 20 miles per hour?
Is Sung Moon Song as fast as Jace Bowen, or is Jace Bowen
no?
Like, okay,
it's not even Bowen
well,
is a
neither
like
of
a
them
wide receiver.
We have 2 minutes left with Tony. I can't miss the opportunity before he has to go. Neither Sun Moon Song nor Jace Bowen are as fast and shifty as 49ers owner Jed York.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Shifty.
Another owner.
Oh, what
no.
An idiot.
Yeah.
Even you have to say he's an idiot, Scrape,
no,
for
he,
this.
He,
Come
he is
on.
An idiot. He is an idiot.
An idiot.
You are the CEO and president of one of the most recognizable sports teams
what
in the
what
world.
What did he get caught doing and admit to it? He basically said there's no contest.
Yeah, he admitted to it because he was caught.
Right.
He just got red-handed.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say with his pants down, but I don't know if he got that far. I guess, booked a prostitute. I'm trying to be very professional about
this.
Well,
don't be.
He booked a prostitute. He drove to a trailer park in East Palestine, Ohio, and he was set to pay $140, and that's when the police said,
it was
Sir,
a sting, was it not?
It was a sting.
Yeah.
It was a sting. So
first
he,
of all, I mean...
Yeah. And by the way, he's divorced.
He's fine.
Did you say he went to a...
he went to a trailer park.
A trailer park.
He went to a trailer park.
That's where, I guess, the action was going to happen.
I don't know why I think it would have been somehow better if he'd at least gone to the Ritz-Carlton, but it's terrible either way. It's a terrible look for somebody who owns a football team.
I have seen the trailer park that
oh, it's nice.
Is in question. It's a decent-looking trailer park.
Sure.
It's not like one of those... I can't...
What is going on with our world right now?
So is he now... Is he in the Robert Kraft Club? Or are we going to?
Sure, he is. All he's right. In the slime ball sex club with the Robert Kraft and the rest of some of these yo-yos.
Ugh. Yo, Robert was what? Robert was at? Where was Rob? Where was
he
Rob
was at all
at?
The with the bathhouses or whatever.
He
was
doing.
The
massage parlor himself.
Massage parlors.
These owners are wild, man.
Oh, Andy says, because I read it this morning, it said he was possessing criminal tools, and the same thing I thought. I was like, man, that's serious. He was, what is he going to, like, hurt this person? No, it was his cell phone that he used to book the event.
That's called a criminal tool?
Yes, because it helped him facilitate the crime.
I think that what that description is accurate. I just think Jed York is a criminal tool. I think that's pretty much describes him.
So. Hey, I got issues with you guys making fun of him, because you do something like this, you deserve it.
People.
And his mugshot with the chest hair hanging out of his orange jumpsuit.
Hey. That's a billionaire right there. I mean, that's what it looks like. He looks like, man, this sucks. I got caught, but that's all right. I'm gonna make bail here in a sec, and I'm out.
Yeah, $1,100. He's all gone. About this.
$1,100. That's it.
Yeah, it was bail.
Oh man, this dude is gonna ruin his life over $140.
He is. First of all, he is not ruining his life. If you don't knock it off, Robert Kraft didn't ruin his life.
I guess you're right. Okay,
they were.
When's the last time Robert Kraft showed up everyone around him didn't go, Robert Kraft, oh my God!
This is true. They also give him a standing ovation when he walks into a room.
That's why women would murder themselves to get into Robert Kraft's suite.
Okay. I think it's break time.
And New York suite for that matter.
Yeah. Let's you owners, man, you need work out there. Thankfully, we have wonderful new owners in San Diego of our baseball team.
That is true.
God love them.
Thanks, Tony.
Morgan and Chris on the other side.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
First pitch, Song swings, hits it in the air to deep right. Suzuki is back at the wall. This one, gonna go! Sung Moon Song with his first career home run into the basket at Wrigley Field. Song rounding third. He'll get a low five from Bob Henley.
Oh, unfortunately for Sun Moon, that would be the only home run he would hit. We welcome you back to Gwen and Chris. 3:25 is the time. Tony's headed off to get ready for tonight's broadcast. We'll take you the rest of the way. Sun Moon Song, though, will not be there tonight to welcome you to Petco Park. He is being... Well, has it actually happened, or is it just still being
rumored? It's not
official,
but...
He's cleaning out his locker.
Yeah, you don't usually pack.
Not really, no. You don't... Normally, I've never seen any player pack their clothes up before they suit up for the game.
That's got to be a really terrible feeling.
Well, I hope... And I assume that Tony Patrica and the equipment staff are in there, you know, helping get some of that stuff done. Because it would be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You remember the trade a couple of years ago before the Korea game where Steven Wilson, they had to stop the airplane from taking off for Korea. They had to jump underneath the plane and dig his bags out.
Yep.
So, because he was being traded to the White Sox and he wasn't making the trip, but his bags were already on the plane.
And Dylan Cease didn't have a passport, so he had to, like,
things like this happen. Yeah, things like this are going to happen. But Sun Moon Song, one home run, gave him some, you know, some help on the bases, stole 12, got caught four times. Pretty good percentage for a young player. The 202 batting average, 569 OPS. And let's be honest, I thought he played great defense. He made his lasting impression was the throw in the game the other day, a lot, you know, when they lost to the Mets. But overall, I was really impressed with Song. You know, at third, at short, at second, he made a lot of plays.
It is official now, by the way. The Padres have tweeted out. They are selecting Dustin Harris, as we said. And
Dustin,
then they're transferring Lucas Giolito to the 60 DIL. Remember him?
No. I put him out of my mind long ago.
No.
But anyway, now, again, the rosters increase on Saturday. Is the
September 1st? Yeah.
September 1st, is that? I don't know if that's Saturday. Sunday. It's coming up anyway. So they could end up bringing Song.
Next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you. My calendar's off here. But yeah, so they could end up bringing Song back. It'd be interesting to see which two players the Padres, you know, do bring back, or call up for that.
Casey Mize. I was wondering if he was going to be put on the IL, but it doesn't seem like he's
ankle
going
injury.
To be.
That's the, you know, what I was worried about, of course, was groin.
Yeah, me too.
He'd hurt that three times this year, and when he started, you know, limping around on the mound, I'm like, oh no,
absolutely,
this is exactly what we did not want.
Yeah.
So ankle was almost good news. You know, hopefully he's able to make his next start. Musgrove's got to be getting fairly close.
I have an update on that from our guy Jeff Sanders. He said that he is going to pitch in another game, minor league game, and then he's going to, here it is. Musgrove says his next rehab is going to be with the Chihuahuas. Wasn't sure of the date this week. Could be his last before return if he gets up to six innings pitched, 85 pitches or so.
So, if all goes well, Musgrove early to middle next week. So, he's here for September, basically. He's got to be called up for September.
Yes.
Because if he's not, I don't think he can be on the playoff roster. That used to be the rule. I think it still is.
There's a lot of rules, yes.
Right. But I think you have to be on the active roster before September to be eligible for the playoffs. So, anyway. All right, Musgrove hopefully soon. I'm honestly worried Musgrove's going to throw his arm out trying to get ready to come back.
He is throwing a lot
Seems
of
like
pitches.
He's pitching his 30th game.
It is really crazy.
He's worn out, poor guy. Padres,
you're
great.
Right. Players acquired in September or later. September 1st is the cutoff. You cannot play. Yeah, you're right. So he has to be on the roster by September 1st.
I think so. So that's what I'm sure what they'll do. Yeah, great weekend, though, for the Padres. Look, it was I didn't realize it. Watching it, but that was the first time all year that they've scored six or more runs in all three games of a series.
Really?
Yeah. They scored four in an inning in each of the three games and did not hit a home run in any of those innings. So that means everybody was getting in on it. You know, hit there, double, walk, stealing base, you know, error, moving guys up. I mean, everybody contributing to those innings. It wasn't just like get a couple guys on and somebody hits a bomb, which is nice, but they were showing other ways to score. They had two more quality starts. Walker Buehler, the guy's been a godsend for this team. I know he had a rough go there in July, but Walker Buehler, you could not have asked for more than he's been able to give you, I don't think. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, when they get it, and I'm going to say it in the most positive way I can, but when they get into the playoffs, you know, look, Buehler's not going to be part of the starting staff, right? They're going to have King. They're going to have, hopefully, Musgrove or whatever. They're going to have, you know, Robbie Ray or Mize or whoever they go with. But I'll tell you one thing, if it's a, you know, early in a ball game, somebody needs, you know, needs to be bailed out. You can put a whole lot worse people in a game than Walker Buehler. This guy's he's a gamer. He's going to battle for you. And I respect that. And really, Walker Buehler has been really good this year, more than they could have expected. 26 starts he's made this year. And, you know.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, he's been there all year. You can't. Who else has been in the starting rotation the whole year? I think nobody. Michael King been in all year?
No. Vasquez has been
Vasquez was in and out. Yeah,
Pivetta,
that's it.
Obviously not.
Buehler's the only guy that's been in the rotation the whole year. So there's something for that.
That is true.
Yeah.
I just got to clean this up on Joe Musgrove. He's on the 40-man roster.
So he's already good for September. Okay.
Yeah, he's on
so
the
40-man roster yes. means you're okay for the playoffs, even if you're not called up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm glad you did clear that up because I wasn't sure if 40-man roster qualified you.
Someone's asking, when was King not in it?
I thought he went out for a little time.
Did too.
Maybe
I did
not.
Too.
Maybe let me look. I'll look while I'm talking about Michael King. Yes, last night, just a little, you know, I'm just throwing this in. Went to Coronado. They have concerts every Sunday night in the park there at Coronado.
Oh no, he's made every start 26.
Okay, so yeah, he's got 26 also. All right. Thank you. Our people don't miss anything.
I'm with you, though, because I felt like he missed a little
time. I thought he snuck out for a little bit, but anyway. All right, so we're at the concert last night down at Coronado. They really do a nice job. The free concerts. Believe me, the word has gotten out now. Like, it used to be, my wife and I used to go to this and bring some friends, and we'd be like one of, let's just say, 500 people there, sitting in the park watching this free concert. Now it's like 2,000 people. Like, everybody shows up. So it's just crazy madhouse.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's too bad, but all good things. This is what happens to all good things. The word gets out. Everybody wants to show up. It's free, and people
is
come.
Is that the reason that people are going, or is the music actually
because it's free?
Good?
The music was great last night. They had a band from Nashville. They had a couple of special guests. One was Uncle Cracker, who I believe is a fairly well-known star.
Yeah, I remember
The other
that.
Was a lady by the name of Sarah Evans, who I believe has won a bunch of country music awards. I don't follow country music that closely, but she performed. Anyway, here's why I brought this up. We're sitting there with me and Lori and Kylie, and walking by. Goes, you know, a lot of different people, but there goes a guy walking with his wife, and I think a baby in the stroller there. I go, well, that looks like Michael King. And Lori goes, well, maybe it is. I think a lot of the players live in Coronado.
Yeah,
and I
yeah.
said, you know what? That is Michael King. It was
wow.
you know, an hour and a half after the game, and he's taking a little stroll with the family, and some fans then recognized him and said hello, and he said hello. And so it's just fun to see those guys out in the real world.
In the wild.
In the wild, yeah. So, yeah, Michael was taking it a little bit. I don't know that he stopped at the concert. He was kind of walking through. But, yeah, I think he's a Coronado resident. I think many of them are. So that was kind of nice. All right.
Hey, Mime Jr. says something that I have to address on the
yes.
chat. LO hates community. That is not
LO
true.
LO hates what?
Community. Because you're saying that too many people are showing up at this. If there's someone who hates community on the show, it's
community?
Me.
What does that have to
like
mean?
Like a lot of people.
I love a lot of people, but I mean, it's not as good of an event when there's, you know.
Chris likes community. I do not like lots of people.
You know that I go to a thing on Friday nights in Del Mar.
I do.
That's a free comedy show.
Yes, I do.
That Lori and I discovered like 4 years ago every Friday. See, it's the first Friday of every month.
And you've told me about this.
And. There's four or five comedians, and they're good. There's a guy named Mel Hall, who's a San Diego guy, who's performed here many times, but so have many other comedians.
You said Mal?
Mal, yeah.
Oh, I love
great
Mal.
Guy. I love Mal. So there's a lot of people who perform, and so Lori and I discovered it. We used to go, but it was free, and it started at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And so we would show up at 7:30 and sit, you know, sit our chairs out and, you know, enjoy this concert, bring some food and, you know, soft drinks for us. We're you know, we don't drink too much, but a lot of people have wine and stuff and watch the comedians. Now, you honestly have to get there like 5:30, quarter to six, or you won't get a seat. So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying things become so popular that they're not as, you know.
I get it. I'm with you.
Okay. Saturday was a cool day. Part of the day was a tribute to one of our greats in San Diego, a legend who passed early this month, was honored Saturday. I was there at the Rock Church, Billy Ray Smith service. Wait till you hear who showed up for Billy Ray Smith.
Dignitaries?
Dignitaries, indeed. We'll talk about that when we come back as Gwen and Chris continues. It's something you need to hear.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the food you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
We need each other. And that's what Jose and I together have built a life on, understanding that it is together. And when we are all in, and you all heard the song as we walked in, we are all in. It's not lip service. Just as when you do the work that you do, and you do the work you do, and all of you all do the work that you do, we take it as a baseline that in everything everyone does, you're all in. And for Padres, we are. And we are absolutely committed to this organization, and we are absolutely overjoyed. And we understand, if you heard it, we're gonna win. We're gonna win. We're gonna win. Win it all. We hope it's sooner rather than later.
I kind of like her.
Kwanzaa's into it.
She's got a character.
She does. She said they're going to win it all. She might be right. They keep playing the way they did this weekend. They may be winning it all sooner rather than later.
They are, as they said, undefeated as owners, because the official
day was
thing
Friday.
Happened on Friday before the game.
Well, this crazy Padres season continues tonight with the Pirates coming in to start a 3-game series. They got swept in L.A. over the weekend. It wasn't long ago that the Pirates were right in the middle of this race. Bad luck, though. I mean, they lost Ryan O'Hearn. The former Padre was right in the middle of their lineup, having a big year. O'Neill Cruz was out for a while, just returned. Paul Skenes has not been Paul Skenes. And so the Pirates are no longer in the running. Skeens is going to pitch tomorrow, but a guy who's way better than him is pitching tonight. You don't know him, but his name is Braxton Ashford. He's Ashcraft, I think it is.
Yeah, Ashcraft. Yeah.
Ashcraft. He's 13-5.
Did they face? I feel like they faced him earlier in the year.
I don't remember if they faced him the first time around. But
they've got a ton of flame throwing pitchers.
Ashcraft is having a great year. 13 wins, an ERA under 4. He's probably the best pitcher on the Pirates, on a staff that includes Jared Jones, who's a really good up and coming young pitcher, and you know about Skeens, and Mitch Keller's been a solid guy for Pittsburgh for several years.
No, but, you're right. He did not pitch against
Ashcraft has been great. So the Padres actually will have their work cut out for them tonight. Robbie Ray will pitch for the Friars, and Tony will have the pregame in a little while. All right, I mean, Sammy will have the pregame in a little while. Tony and Jesse have the call. Actually, is Tony on TV again?
Tony's back on TV.
Well, you know, look, they win 3 in a row with him on TV. They can't change it.
Yeah.
So that means Jesse, Mr. Scanlon.
Scanman.
The scan man on the call tonight. All right. Saturday was a cool day for me, Scrabe. I had a lot of fun. I had two different things I did. And they're totally, they could not be totally more different, but totally rewarding in their own ways. So I'm going to start, I'll just do it in order of how they happened. The first was going to Billy Ray Smith's services. Which we're down at the Rock Church. I've never been in the Rock Church before. I've certainly heard many things about it and Miles McPherson, and he's been on this show. And I can see why he draws a crowd, because when he speaks, you listen. He's
you
really
do listen.
Good.
He's very good.
He's good. I can just say whoever put the music together for the Billy Ray, this is a two-hour-plus ceremony, and it didn't feel like it. Probably, you know, I don't know, several hundred people were down there, maybe a thousand. I'm not good at rating crowds, but it was pretty filled up in the church. They had the music up on the stage. They had a full orchestra, but they weren't playing big band. They were playing like Billy Ray Smith music that he liked. So they were singing Aerosmith. They were singing Van Halen. Van Hagar, because I guess Billy Ray Smith was a big friend, was great friends with Sammy Hagar, the rock musician. Anyway, these singing guys were incredible. They were like better than the real singers. I was like, wow. So they were great. And then, you know, you see the people that turn out to honor Billy Ray. And, you know, I got a chance, luckily, to work with Billy Ray at the original 690. Like before he and Scott came into the big deal with the 1090, and everybody's, you know, Scott and BR will always be part of our community in radio, and they were, you know, big deal. But before that, Billy Ray and I worked at 690, and it was about 6 months or so, and I think he was just starting out, and I was filling in, and so I was just lucky enough to work with him. And so that was a lot of fun for me to look back on that and realize that I got to be a little part of what happened here. Billy Ray Smith was a tremendous guy. He did do a tremendous a lot. He was a 10-year player for the Chargers, but I think after his career ended in 1992, Scraby. So his career ended 34 years ago. But in those 34 years, I mean, he was the director of sports at Channel 10. He was Ben Higgins way before Ben Higgins. And then, you know, with he and Kimberly Hunt, you know, pretty big power couple in this town, but they went out and did so many things for charity and raised so much money and did so many wonderful things in the community. And you got a sense of all of that at the ceremony. But what I wanted to share with everybody was the fact that the list of people who came out and supported, you know, Billy Ray and were there maybe wouldn't be surprising to them, but it opened my eyes. There's only, what do you think, Scraby, 25, 30 Hall of Fame quarterbacks that are living right now? 35?
Yeah, probably.
Well, two of them were speaking the other day. That's pretty good right off the bat. Drew Brees spoke and Dan Fouts spoke.
Wow.
And, you know, Fouts is just terrific. Drew Brees told some funny stories, of course. John Carney, the old kicker, spoke. Ralph Benershka spoke. Roger Goodell sent, you know, a letter.
Dang.
The mayor of San Diego spoke. Billy Ray Smith was a big deal. in this town. And, you know, I didn't try to go back and, you know, give you everything, but I mean, he's in the College Football Hall of Fame. He was a two-time All-American. He was the fifth overall selection in the draft. The year that he was picked was 1983. The first pick that year was a guy by the name of John Elway.
I've heard of him.
The second to last pick of the first round that year, well after Billy Ray Smith, was another quarterback, that Dan Marino guy.
I've heard of him too.
Heard of him, yeah. So Billy Ray was fifth pick in that draft, and he played 10 years for the Chargers, and he's part of the all-time Charger team, and you know, he was just a great, you know, part of that whole franchise. But what struck me was how much. I also want to say one more thing. I'm kind of doing this all. It's all coming back to me.
Just do it.
I want to give a little credit to Dean Spanos. He was there.
Wow.
He didn't speak. And I don't. You can hate him, whatever we're going to ever think of Dean Spanos. I thought that was really a nice touch. He came up and he was there supporting this. So I appreciated that, you know, just as a fan and understanding. But seeing him. Seeing Fouts, seeing Breeze, Kellen Winslow was there, another Hall of Famer. He didn't speak, but I saw him. Probably a bunch of people that I, you know, didn't see that were there. I couldn't help but try to. It struck me how big of our part of our community in our world. And somebody just said I don't like community, but a big part of our city, the Chargers were. These names, these people, larger-than-life figures, the LaDainian Tomlinsons, the Junior Seaus, the Fouts, are you kidding me, and Breeze after that, but, you know, Billy Ray, Kellen Winslow, these were larger-than-life athletes that, you know, I don't know, helped define our city.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
They just did, yeah, I mean, LT, I mean, these people defined what we were about in this town. And to know that we don't have that anymore, and it's not coming back anytime soon, if ever, it just really was, it struck me. You know, and I don't want to say it was sad because this was a celebration of Billy Ray's life, but these names, Rolf Benerska, let me tell you something. Rolf Benerska was a pretty darn good little kicker in the NFL for the Chargers, but he was not known throughout football circles as, you know, he's not in there with the, you know, some of the greats, but in our hearts he is, because he's one of our guys. And I'll never forget when Rolf Benerska had a blood disorder, scrapie, and almost died. The guy was down to like 85, 110 pounds, and they brought him out in an exhibition game, and they had to hold him up because he could barely walk, and the you know, 60,000 fans saluted him, and Rolf Benerska battled his way back and returned to the NFL. That was part of our community. That's part of us all working together. And we just don't have that anymore, and we're not going to have it. And that's too bad. And it just was, you know, I mean, I'm talking, you know, the ship has sailed. So it's like I can bring them back. But to realize how much this whole these people meant to this community and how much those players still think about San Diego. They were all there in San Diego for Billy Ray Smith. And so it's a little sad in that regard. I want to finish with one neat thing that happened. Billy Ray Smith was a linebacker. And, I mean, he was a linebacker's linebacker.
Yeah, he was a mean guy.
Mean bit. Well, not mean, off,
I'm
not
saying
off the
mean
field.
Football
yeah,
player.
But on the field, and Fouts had a funny line. Somebody asked Fouts, he goes, somebody asked me to think of somebody who didn't like Billy Ray. And Fouts goes, I couldn't think of anybody. And I just drag him in my mind. And Fouts goes, oh, wait a minute. John Elway. Because he used to track him down. That was a good line by Fouts. But Rolf Benerska is up there, and he's talking about Billy Ray Smith. And I understand Rolf Benerska was the kicker for the Chargers back in that day in the Coryell years. Benerska's field goal won the famous game in Miami, the epic game. He was the guy who kicked that. Billy Ray joined the team a couple years after that. And just so you can understand, preseason football actually meant a little something back in those days. And Rolf Benerska is telling the story that they're playing the Saints in a preseason game one night, and Benerska gets hurt during the game. And whoever the punter was who backed up Benerska also got hurt in the game. And they're down 20-18, and there's time's running out, and they need a field goal to win. And Coryell's walking up and down, and he's like, what are we going to do? And Billy Ray Smith goes, put me in. I'll kick the field goal. And Coryell's like, yeah, right. Get out of here. And, you know, apparently Billy Ray talked him into it. So Scraby's going to, if you're watching on YouTube, you're going to pick up some of the highlights. I'll try to kind of explain it to you. So this is the tail end of the highlight package. They're playing the Saints in the ball game. And here we go. 8 seconds left. Now, that's Billy Ray Smith. If you're watching on YouTube, he's trying a 34-yard field goal to win the game. And he nails it through, Scrabe, like a solid kick.
Yeah, that was solid. That was
good
for 45.
It wasn't just a wobbler over the bar, right. And now you see that the equipment staff had to come out and remove tape from Billy Ray's cleats because he had the tape on because he's a linebacker.
Yep.
You can't kick with tape on in the NFL. So the first field goal was no good. They took it away. After a pass interference penalty, Billy Ray gets another chance. There he is, number 54, celebrating the game-winning kick. And that's a great smile right there.
Yeah, that.
This and there's Jim Lazlevic at the very
Jim
end of it. Remember old Laz?
Way
yeah.
back when.
Yeah, those are old highlights. But I don't know. Billy Ray Smith, man, he's a legend in our community. I was glad I got a chance to be there. And I was glad to see so many great, you know, greats coming out. I mean, you know,
nice.
Fouts. I mean, you're talking big time people. And,
they
you know,
always say that it's better to have a lot of people at your funeral than nobody.
Yeah, I'll say that's fair. But it's just the sadness that we're not going to have the chart. You know, like, this was such a big thing in this town. It's hard to explain to people now, but it's not coming back, and that's a bummer.
I caught the tail end of Chargers.
Like, yeah,
I started working in radio, work for Chargers Radio, so I felt it. I definitely felt the
when
love
did the,
for this team.
When did the actual Chargers leave for L.A.? How many years has it been now?
It's got to be closing in on eight?
I think it's more than that. My machine doesn't want to go.
All right, we'll come back. Chris versus the fans, 833-288-0973. A big qualification for
2017,
you.
Yeah. Wow. 8, 9 years. More.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.